Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Today, we're diving into something that affects pretty much all of us at some point. Burnout. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know that feeling when your motivation is as flat as a week-old soda, and even the thought of getting out of bed feels monumental? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, burnout isn't just about being tired. It's about feeling emotionally drained, mentally exhausted, and honestly, kind of lost. And in our crazy, always-on world, it's easier than ever to find ourselves at that tipping point. But don't worry, I'm not here to tell you doom and gloom. We're going to talk about how to manage burnout without losing yourself in the process. Here are 5 key takeaways that have seriously changed my game. First, recognize the signs. Are you constantly pushing through exhaustion? Feeling cynical or detached? Skipping meals because there's no time? These are all red flags, buddy. Ignoring them is like ignoring a smoke alarm. Bad news waiting to happen. Second, prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. It's about being intentional with your energy. What activities genuinely recharge you? Maybe it's reading, hiking, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a break from screens. Make these things non-negotiable, even when your to-do list feels like Mount Everest. Third, set boundaries. It's okay to say no to commitments that drain you, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Saying yes to everything often leads to burnout, while setting clear limits allows you to focus on what truly matters. Remember, you're not responsible for everyone else's happiness. Your well-being comes first. Fourth, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight, although that's awesome if you are. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment. Notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment and focus on the sensations around you. This can help reduce stress and bring a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Talking to a friend, family member, therapist, or even joining a support group can make a world of difference. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide valuable insights and perspectives. Think about that time when you felt overwhelmed. Maybe it was a deadline at work, a stressful family situation, or just the constant pressure of everyday life. What did you do? Did you push yourself harder, ignore the signs, or seek help and support? Learning from those experiences can be a powerful tool for preventing burnout in the future. Now, let's bring it back to reality with a quick story. Imagine Sarah, a hard-working lawyer who always strives for perfection. She's juggling demanding clients, long hours at the office, and trying to maintain a healthy social life. Suddenly, she finds herself constantly exhausted, irritable, and struggling to focus. Her passion for her work is fading, replaced by a sense of dread every morning. Sound familiar? Sarah's story highlights how easily burnout can creep in, even when we're incredibly dedicated to our goals. But the good news is that, with awareness and proactive steps, she can turn things around. By setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care activities like exercise and spending time with loved ones, and seeking support from colleagues or a therapist, Sarah can regain control of her well-being and rediscover her passion for life. So remember, managing burnout isn't about being weak. It's about being strong enough to prioritize your own health and happiness. It's about recognizing that taking care of yourself is essential, not selfish. We've talked about how to recognize the signs, practice self-care, set boundaries, cultivate mindfulness, and seek support. These are powerful tools you can use right now to prevent burnout and build a more fulfilling life. I want to hear from you. What strategies have you found helpful in managing stress and preventing burnout? Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, you've got this. Keep pushing forward, taking care of yourselves, and never stop chasing those dreams. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.